Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I'm one of many Americans in Bangkok. I've been holding back on my podcast for a reason. And no, it's not because I'm a lazy fuck. It's basically because, I for the past, say, well, probably since I went to Cambodia, my last trip, and really since I went to Myanmar, I've been thinking about something that I could really dig my teeth in, a project I could stand behind, get behind, I could work towards. And my problem is I always have multiple things going at the same time. I multitask, and multitasking sucks. Okay. The reason that it sucks is because sometimes you don't get one thing done. You want to get one thing done, but you're trying to do 10 and you don't get any of them done. Now, sometimes what happens is I'm trying to do 10 things and I end up getting two or three done, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I got a lot done. But really, if I had done them one by one, I might have got them done faster. So anyway, I've been thinking about what to do, and I've had this thing. I was supposed to go to Africa, and I had it set up, but actually, getting something set up and being able to do it is not the same as having the financial backing to be able to proceed. Now, my buddy who makes documentary films, his name is Ted Gruya. I've said it before. He is the head of the American Documentary Film Festival in Palm Springs. Good buddy of mine. We've been talking about doing some things for a while. And he's always busy because he's working on the film festival and then he's working on his own projects. And I had worked out a way to go to Africa and go in with the anti-tasking, what do you call it, anti-poaching force, and I worked out how much it cost and everything, and I was going to proceed with it. And then we started figuring out how much it would cost to get the film done and everything. And we just said, it's just as much as I want to do it, I don't think he didn't have the time, and we didn't think we were going to be able to raise as much as we needed. And we just went, okay, we'll put it on a back burner. Yeah, okay, that happens. And sometimes, I do 10 things at once, and if I get one good thing out of it, that's okay. Sometimes you gotta fail, and you just keep failing and keep failing and keep failing. All of a sudden, boom, you get something and you succeed. It hits. And that's happened to me a couple of times, where something just really turned out well. And it took me time after time after time. And let me tell you, sometimes, it can be discouraging. You're trying to do this project or do that project, or you want to go here, or you want to go there. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I got the cash, but what am I going to get out of this? What are the people who are watching what I'm doing, or what are people who see my photographs going to get out of it? The problem with stuff like photojournalism is a lot of people don't want to buy what they see because a lot of the time, it's misery that they see. People don't want to see starving kids on their wall. They want to see beautiful beaches and mountains and that kind of stuff. They want to see a beautiful landscape. Anybody who's followed me for a while knows I like this photographer. His name is Don McCullen. He's got to be, he's pushing 80 now. He's about 78, I think, now. And, he used to be a war photographer or a conflict photographer. And it haunts him. And he actually turned to landscape photography in his area of Great Britain, and his stuff is fabulous. Now I just wonder how, what. I'm sure he does well financially because he established himself as a conflict photographer. But when I look at the stuff like that I shoot, I think to myself, I love some of the stuff that I do. People seem to like it, but do you really want to put it on your wall? Do organizations need what I'm shooting? And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. There's not a hell of a lot of money to be made in photography. You don't get into photography because you do it for the money. You do it for the love of the art. And while sometimes I'm like, hey, you know what? I can make some good cash off of this, or this should sell, or something like that. Sometimes I'm like, man, I know that, like, shooting people in Klang Tui, the chance of really selling a project on that is very slim. But it doesn't really matter to me, because, you know, after a while, you just do project after project after project, and then you start racking them up. But I find that, you know, it gets discouraging, like I said, to, you know, you're constantly failing. You're trying to do this project or that project. And projects in Thailand are very easy for me to do, but I have to find some that I like because, frankly, I'm easily bored. Now, I've been here for almost 20 years, and I'm getting bored with the place. I'm bored with Thailand. I'm bored with my life the way it is. I'm, you know, listen, I've said it before, making videos, helping people is nice. I get satisfaction out of it sometimes. But a lot of the time I get very little from it, whether it's financial or emotionally, I get nothing out of it. You know, it's like I do it for, you know, generally because it makes me feel better, but sometimes I feel nothing, you know, and I hate to say that, but I'm telling the truth. And so I've been thinking about it, and I think, you know, the thing is that what one problem that I, as looking back, that I see that I've had is that I waver on what I want to do. I sometimes I don't want to swear. I want to watch myself. I want to cater to this type of people, this type of group of people. I want to not cater to this group of people. Instead of just saying fuck it, you know. Yesterday I went and met a London cabbie. Nice guy. He's been very, very nice to me. He's, you know, he's got a huge library, and he's given me a few photography books that are absolutely, they're fantastic books. They're the kind of books that I just love. Some of them are just, they're photo books, and some of them are stories, and I love it. Okay, but the point is that, you know, I do things sometimes, and sometimes I get a reward, and I never expected anything from him, and it just turns out where something good happens. So, in a way, I kind of think that way. I think, you know, just keep plugging along and just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, hopefully something good comes out of it. Whether it's like with Bong and Oi, I didn't do that for any money. I didn't do that because you know, I wanted to make a name for myself by photographing them or telling their story. I just did it out of the goodness of my heart. And actually, I got a lot out of it. And most of it was, well, I'd say pretty much all of it was emotional. It just made me feel good about myself that I was helping somebody and that I could do something. However small, I did something. And that's, you know, I've been searching for things to do and where I should go and stuff like that. And I had a guy send me a message the other day saying that he'd be my fixer in the Ukraine, and I could go with him and photograph it. And I just thought, you know what? I could go. I got the miles. I could probably go there for next to nothing, just basically paying the tax. And I wouldn't need all that much to stay there because I wouldn't really have to stay in hotels a lot of the time. And then I thought, wow, you know, I can barely walk sometimes. I thought, you know, what am I going to do? Pop some pain pills and wait 30 minutes until they kick in so I can go run? It's not going to happen. So, you know, I have to be honest with myself sometimes. And I've started several projects now. One of them is the one where I'm going to the Congo and the Central African Republic. I want to do that. This is something I want to do, and I'm going to do it. I'll be damned. Before I die, I'm going to do it. And the other is this thing I'm doing with this Patreon, where people on YouTube, not my members, but people on my YouTube, they pay a certain amount per video. Now, one thing that I find is that people, they love the term freedom of speech and freedom of expression, but when you say something they don't like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, you shouldn't say that. Well, you know, to them I say, fuck you. Okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because yesterday when I went and saw this London cabbie, on my way back, I'm not going to give his name, he knows who he is, but Anyway, I was walking back, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to walk up to Subway. That'll give me a couple of blocks. I can just get a couple, snap a couple of shots. I can take a couple shots and, you know, throw them up on the internet. And, you know, that way, you know, I put a little something up on Facebook from my trip down to the Sukhumvit, Lower Sukhumvit. I haven't been there for a while. But I'll go to Subway and get something for the kids because they don't usually eat Subway. And I started walking down the street, and there used to be this little salon. There used to be two salons right next to each other just before you reach Soy 5, okay? Between Soy 3 and Soy 5 on the left-hand side. Well, yeah, it would be on the left-hand side if you're going Sukhumvit towards, like, Anut. And there used to be this salon, and it was right next to another salon, and there was all these girls. And some of them were very, very cute. So when I first started coming to Thailand, I mean right in the beginning, I used to go in there because I was always hanging out in the area. I'd walk by and I'd see these girls. I'd go, shit, man, I got to go inside here. I'd be like, what do you want to do? Facial? Okay, how much? 200 baht? Oh, okay, fingernails? Okay, nah, no problem. So I'd end up getting out of there. I'd spend, you know, $30, $25. And I'd spend a couple of hours with these girls talking to them, getting to know them, and learning a few words of Thai. And I ended up taking some girl out of the place. And she ended up getting scared because she had never gone out with a foreigner before. Which, you know, I don't know what the deal was with that. The truth, I don't know if that was true or not, but it doesn't really matter. So anyway, I used to go to this place all the time, and there was a salon right next to it. I never went to that one for some reason. So yesterday when I'm walking down the street, I see the salon, and I had to do a double take because I went, oh. And it was like eight ladyboys sitting out in front of the salon. And I thought, wow, they changed. So I started walking. I just thought, oh, well, you know, whatever. And I kept walking. I thought, oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be taking pictures. And one thing I've been doing lately is, you know, I have like six or seven, eight cameras. I don't even know now, but I got about eight cameras. And I recently picked up an iPhone 4S. And I picked it up not because I want the phone. If you get a halfway decent phone here in Thailand, you can talk on the phone and it's easy. It does pretty much everything you need. What I wanted was I wanted the iPhone in particular because of the system matching up with my MacBook Pro. And also, because I can take photos with the iPhone and use certain apps that I really like that you can't use on Android phones. And, you know, I said, hey, I'll take some shots with the iPhone. So I whip out my iPhone when I'm walking down the street and I see these ladyboys. And I thought, okay, I'll take a couple shots. So I turned around and a couple of them saw me and they kind of grinned and I took the photo. And then I thought, oh, I got to move in a little bit closer. So I moved in a little bit closer. I still wasn't as close as I wanted to be or should have been, but I was a little tentative, you know, and I don't know why, but I was. And all of a sudden, they all covered their faces up with their pricing cards because they all have price cards so that when people come by, they can just show it to them. It's in English, and that way it's very easy for people to know what they're getting. So they all covered up their faces. So I uploaded the video, the photo rather, onto Facebook. And there's a woman she's been following me for a while. But, you know, I don't know what her deal is. I have no idea. But probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I put up a photo of an old woman. Now, this was an old woman in Klong Tui. And she was just walking down the street. Down the street, and it was actually a street, and then she started walking on the railroad tracks. She was following the railroad tracks because they're in between houses, and it runs in between the slums. So I walked by her, and I said, hello, and she, oh, you speak Thai. Yes, I speak Thai. Oh, very good. Where are you from? And I start talking to her. Next thing I know, I'm talking to her for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And at the end of her conversation, they're, hey, can I get a picture of you? Yeah, okay. I took a couple snaps. And I took a pretty damn good photo of her, a pretty damn good portrait of her. nice shot. You know, I think she said she was 80-something years old. And you could see every wrinkle. And it was just – I really liked the shot, okay? It's one of my favorite shots just because of the way she looks. Now, I uploaded the photo to Facebook. And this girl that follows me on Facebook, that likes me, I guess, on Facebook, wrote, "Did you ask this lady for permission to take her photo? Because you really need to do that. I hope you're doing that." And I said, well, actually, I did ask. I spent time with her, and then I asked, and it was not a problem. She said, oh, okay. She was just waiting to jump on me about it. So then when I uploaded this photo of the Katoys, and they were covering their faces, she wrote, oh, so you just think you can have the right to take photos of anybody, anywhere, and exploit their chosen profession or something like that. You know, if they're covering their faces, they must be doing something, so, you know, they don't want their photos taken. Now, you see, here's the thing. Now, when I try to appease people, it just doesn't work, because what happens is people just keep she would fuck with me over and over and over again, because in her head she has it that people cannot take photos unless you get their permission. Now, here's the way I look at it. I look at it like, am I a paparazzi? Am I stalking people? Fuck no, I'm not. Okay? Nothing against paparazzi. They're just trying to do a job. But sometimes, let's face it, they get a little carried away and they do some shit that they probably shouldn't do. And you know what's funny is because of that, they make a hell of a lot of money. All right? At least some of them. The top ones do. Now, I'm no paparazzi. I'm no stalker. But if somebody's standing in a public area, like on a sidewalk, and these ladyboys were sitting on a sidewalk, then to me, they're fucking fair game, okay? If I walk down the street and there's photographers and I'm in the photo, it's just, you know, I'm there in a public area and that's the way it goes. And that's how it is in most countries. Realign myself here. You know, I mean, if you're out in public and you get your photo taken, you know, then that's the way it goes. I mean, you know, it's like if I'm trying to take a photo over a wall of a group of ladyboys or a group of people or one person for that matter, then okay, I see it. You're invading in their privacy. But they're out in the open and they're fair game. So this girl is writing me this. And what happened was I wrote her a little paragraph, you know, hey, you know, please don't bitch to me because they're out in public. And then I started thinking about it. I thought, fuck this shit. This is the kind of shit that I don't want to hear. First, I don't want any trolls on YouTube because it's just a waste of time. And, you know, I have to go and delete these motherfuckers and ban them. It's only a few seconds, but it's my fucking time. Okay? Now, the next thing is that here she is telling me how I have to be. Well, first of all, who the fuck are you? So I told her in the message, you can see it, it's on Facebook. And I said to her, mind your own fucking business. It's not your business, first of all. If they got a problem with it, let them go call the police. And the police will tell them exactly what I'm telling you, which is, if you're out in public, fuck you, you're fair game. Okay? Now, at first I kind of wanted to be decent about it. But, you know, sometimes you just got to say, you know, I don't give a fuck if they're following me, if they like me. I don't give a fuck. They're not the kind of person that I want as one of my fans, if that's what, you know, whatever you want to call people that supposedly like me, okay? I have a hard time calling somebody my fan. I don't know why, but I do. It just seems very odd to use that. But anyway, I ended up telling the chick, listen, if you don't like it, fuck off. Because I think that if there's a law in place that, you know, people don't need to be harping on someone because they're doing something that they don't like. I don't give a fuck if she likes it or not. That's the thing. I don't fucking care. I don't care what you like. So this is the thing. And the reason I've really had a change of attitude in the last couple of days, because I get all these messages from all these people. And these people expect me to do things for them. Where can I find the cheapest flight from the U.S. to Bangkok? Where can I find – it's like, wait a minute. Don't fuck. And you know, the thing is that here's the deal, in my opinion. When I wanted to come to Thailand, I fucking wanted it more than anything. I really wanted to come here. And you know what? I did all the groundwork myself. If there was someone around that knew something and I could pick their brain, you know, like my friend, the movie maker, the documentary filmmaker, Ted, I went over to his house and we'd have pizza or we'd have some beer or whatever. And, you know, we'd have dinner and I would talk to him about stuff. I would pick his brain. So, you know, I mean, he was my friend. It wasn't like I didn't know the guy at all and I just hit him up for information. But, you know, I always try to do a little something in return. And this is the thing nowadays. People, it seems to me, a lot of people, they are fucking lazy. And I love that link, just fucking Google it. Because, you know, the other day I had some guy ask me, what's a bot? You don't know what a bot is. Okay, you know what? Google the fucking thing. What do you got to ask me for it? You know, I mean, I understand you want to ask me questions, but ask me questions that are a little bit difficult to figure out or that you don't know and you can't really find online very easily. Or you find something contradictory. You'd really like to know what the deal is. I mean, you know, to me that seems the way to go about doing things. Now, who am I to say that, you know, people are lazy or they're not? But when it comes to me, it's like when you start fucking giving me these questions, you know, I don't know. It seems like if you're so fucking lazy that you can't go online and use it for what it's intended, which is to find information, then you are not going to make it when you come to Thailand. Because you're going to be whining and crying and going to different people. Oh, I don't know how to do this. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Oh, it's like, oh, you don't know how to do that? Fucking dummy. And I call people dummies all the time. And, you know, the reason they're dumb is not because of their intelligence. The reason that they're dumb is because all they have to do is take a step. And this is the whole thing. Moving to Thailand, moving to any country is not a difficult thing. It may be difficult emotionally. But when it comes down to it, it's do you have the money to fly your ass over to where you want to go and to support you until you have some kind of an income that's stable to be able to support yourself on a budget that's feasible in that country? And that's all it is. It's not rocket scientist. But what happens is people get all caught up in this emotional shit. I don't know if I should do that. I don't, you know, I really don't. And I understand, and you know why I understand? Because it's not so much about the mechanics at the end of the day of moving to Thailand. It's about how you feel emotionally. Now, I've said this many times in the past couple of months, but although I think that I can live in Thailand for years, part of me has begun to think that I don't want to live here full time all the time. I like Thai people. For the most part, I rarely have a problem. Although I have to say that when I went to Sukhumvit yesterday, it reminded me how many pieces of shit, and I'm talking about touts. Now, they're only doing their job, but they're a bunch of scumbags because they're thieving touts. They're the kind of touts that want to rip you off. And to me, if you want to be a tout and say, hey, come on, you know, come inside, please, and you get a little commission, I understand that. All right, you know, come and see the ladies. Okay, you got ladies inside. You give me what I, you know, what I was supposed to get. That's it. But if you say, oh, I'll take you on a tuk-tuk to the temple, and then you get to the temple, oh, the temple's closed. You're a fucking thieving tout. You're a fucking scumbag thief. You're presenting yourself as somebody who is your friend. Who's saying, oh, hey, hello, my friend, oh. And yesterday when I went there, four or five times, I had to tell guys, get the fuck away from me, man. I'm like, stop following me. I'm like, why are you, I had to say it to him in Thai, why are you following me? Why are you coming with me? I don't want what you're doing. I don't want a taxi. I don't want to go to a temple. I don't want a fucking gem. I don't want any of this shit. I don't want a fucking lady. Leave me the fuck alone. And then when I went into the taxis, the fucking like three or four taxis turned me down. They said, oh, no, no. And I took all their fucking numbers down and license plate numbers down. And I told them, listen, if you don't want to take me, then, you know, that's fine. I understand. But I'm going to fucking call up and report your asses because that's bullshit. Okay? There's a fucking law. And this is the thing about Thais. This is one thing I really fucking hate. It's they think because they're Thai, they can skirt a law because, oh, we're poor, so we need money, so we can go ahead and cheat somebody or skirt this law or whatever it is. And to me, that's, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit, okay? So, you know, I'm in this frame of mind now where I'm at the point where I've had enough. I'm going to say what the fuck I want, and if people don't like it, that's just tough shit. That's the way that it goes. Now, the reason that the last couple of podcasts have been deleted, I've had three podcasts, and some of them I've started and stopped, but basically I've had three completed podcasts on the same subject, and you know what that subject was? Religion. Because I've been thinking, oh, wow, I really shouldn't talk about religion. It's probably not good, religion and politics. Well, you know, I'm not gonna do that in this podcast. I'm gonna do it in the next podcast because I wanna kind of format things. So because first of all, I'm not extremely knowledgeable about religion or politics, but I know enough to know what the fuck's going on and to know I don't like what's going on. Okay, so I need to like outline to do an outline and stuff, and it's just not where I want it right now. So hopefully by the next podcast I will have something together and I'll talk a little bit about it. But just to give you an idea of where I'm headed with it, I got nothing against religion at all, okay? People can believe in whatever the fuck they want. But you know what? If somebody draws a cartoon, it doesn't give them the right to shoot somebody and kill somebody. If people don't like the fact that they're making jokes about Muhammad or the Pope or Jesus Christ, you know what? Tough shit. It's just the way it goes, because this censorship bullshit, what happens is you start censoring one issue or one discussion or one debate, you start censoring things. And before you know it, you are completely shackled and you can't say anything. And I'll tell you what, the reason I didn't put the podcast up before is exactly that, because I wanted to self-censorship. I was to self-censor myself because I wasn't sure what I can say. And the bottom line is that, you know, like while I accept people believing in religions and you know, I don't have any problem with it. But you know what? Don't fucking push it on me, motherfucker. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you're you practice Islam or Christianity or Catholicism. You're Mormon. I don't give a fuck what it is. Don't push that shit on me or threaten me if I walk through a neighborhood that I can't walk through a neighborhood with a beer because it goes against your values. Fuck you. You know, and I can say that here. You know why? Because I have the freedom to say what I want. But if you're over there, and I'm not going to name countries, but people ought to be smart enough to figure this out. But if you're over in a place and you're worried about what's going on because somebody might be offended, guess what? I'm offended that you're offended, so fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just so sick of the way that the fucking world is going and how people are just fucking kissing the asses of anybody because they don't want to offend them. Well, you know what? I don't give a fuck. You can offend me all you want. You can call me a fat piece of shit. You can call me a loud, obnoxious American. You can call me a dummy. You can call me whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't matter to me. Now, I can respond, you know, but, yeah, that's just the way it goes, you know. Hey, you have the freedom of speech. Well, so do I. But don't tell me I can't say something. And, you know, there are a lot of countries, and I'm not going to name the countries or anything, but there are a lot of countries that censorship is a way of controlling people. And the threat of violence if you speak about a certain subject is enough to make people censor themselves and censor what they're going to say. And that, I think, is a fucking shame. But, you know, this is the way that it goes. And as far as the politics go, listen, these politicians in America for the – probably since – since I was in the time that I was from, Jesus Christ, I can't talk for shit. It's like I'm fucking tongue tied. I really do need a sidekick. I might have to like put an ad out for somebody reliable. That's the last thing I need is some guy that fucking tells me he's gonna be here and then he doesn't fucking show up. I don't even remember what the fuck I was going to say. I don't know. It doesn't matter because that's going to be the next podcast when I talk about all this shit. So anyway, for right now, that's all I got. It's a warm, balmy day in Bangkok. It's right now, it is 2:15 on a Tuesday. Yeah. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? What's today? Today is, I think, the 3rd. So what is that, Wednesday? You know, I lose track of time sometimes. And but this pod, oh no, it's Tuesday. This podcast is going to go up right away because I like to get it out of the way. I like to be ahead, and a lot of times I'm behind, and I don't like that. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in Thailand. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the way the government is going. And right now, there's peace. However, Siam Paragon, a couple bombs went off there yesterday. And, you know, who knows who set them? It's anybody's guess. And I'm certainly not going to try to guess who it is. But fortunately, you know, more people weren't injured and stunned. I don't even know how many words. I don't think anybody was killed. But it's never a good thing when bombs are going off in a huge tourist area. It wasn't very serious. And but people were a little bit shocked that somebody would do that at a tourist location, at a shopping mall that is set up predominantly for tourists. And, you know, who knows who did this? They're still looking into it, but it's not a good thing. I mean, anytime bombs are going off, it's not good. So this is something to think about. But anyway, until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok, choke deep, lap jerking mine.